Hi, my name is Piper, and I'm a part of the team here at Holy Spirit Seminary. I want to invite you into the space of stillness with me today, a space to breathe, to reflect, and to reconnect with the quiet places in our hearts, a moment where we can be honest about our struggles and open to God's gentle presence. Life can be overwhelming, especially in recent times. Right now, I'm experiencing change myself and feeling the mix of excitement, sadness, and deep anxiety that comes with it. Maybe you're facing something similar, or your own challenges, whether it's tension in our relationships, uncertainty in the workplace, world events, or just the quiet ache of unrooted anxiety that we don't often speak about. Whatever it is, you are not alone. Please remember that God remains close, not distant or unreachable, but deeply present. Let us take a few minutes now to slow down. Let these thoughts settle within us and be present together with God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take a moment to sit comfortably. If you're able, gently close your eyes. Let's begin by simply breathing together, by noticing your breath. Inhale slowly and exhale. Again. Breathe in and out. Let your breathing become steady and calm. Breathe in peace and breathe out tension. As you breathe, become aware of what you're carrying today. What's been sitting heavily on your heart? Where do you feel this tension? In your mind, your body, work, or your relationships? You don't need to fix anything in this moment. Just bring it into the light and let it be seen by God. Now listen to these words from Philippians. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Let these words rest in you. You are not alone. You are held. You are enough. Let us pray for the strength to take the steps we know we need to take, even when they feel small or hard. At the same time, God invites us to care for ourselves and for one another, to take the small steps we need towards healing and hope. We know that each of us holds the power to care for our health and for our mind. Help us to trust your loving presence and the courage that you give us to move forward. Help us to be bold, to be open to connection and community, even when it feels vulnerable. Give us the courage to love loudly without fear, to not hold back from giving or receiving love, even when it's risky. Help us to live fully, not in isolation, not just surviving, but rooted in joy, connection, and community. Let us be with one another. Let us build each other up. Let us create spaces that are strong and safe, full of grace and laughter and honesty. Places where people can be real and still be loved. Now let's take a moment to think of someone. This could be someone you work with, someone you live with, a friend or someone you know who might be struggling right now. Hold their name in your heart. Ask God to bless them, to fill their life with courage, healing, and deep connection. Let us pray. Lord, you know what we carry, even when we don't speak it out loud. You see the invisible weight of our stress, the quiet fears, the unsaid tension in us. Today, we ask for your peace, not the kind the world can give, but the peace that only you can offer. Help us to be kind to ourselves, our friends, to those we love, to our neighbors, even strangers. When we feel overwhelmed, remind us that you walk with us. When we don't know what to say, help us to listen. When we are afraid to love, remind us that love is what we were made for. And when we forget our worth, speak it back to us in silence. Fill our hearts with peace, our minds with clarity, and our lives with your love. As Joshua was told, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. May these words be our strength today and always. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.